With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. In recent days, we have heard a lot from the Mexican and American governments back and forth about the fentanyl crisis and whose fault it is. But the reality is, it's a shared problem that we need to work together to solve. And all of the back and forth, the yelling and screaming, the arguing, the pointing of fingers, and the nonsense that we see from our elected officials on both sides of the border isn't going to get it done. However, the U.S. and Mexico are near a deal to crack down on fentanyl crossing the border. And that's great. Look, as much of this stuff that we can keep out of the country, we're better off for it. But we have to be honest when we're having these conversations and we're talking about this topic. No matter what kind of enforcement that we put forward, it's not going to put a dent in the fact that people have addiction problems here in America. So if we're going to attack the source of the drugs and how they're coming into America, then at the same time, shouldn't we be dealing with the addiction problems that are so pervasive in every single American city? And if that means writing new legislation where there are facilities set up for people that are obviously suffering from drug psychosis, then I'm completely down with that. We already have something where we can hold people for 72 hours for observational purposes. I think there needs to be some facilities where these drug addicts are forced to go and get help. Because sending them to jail, that doesn't really do it. How many drug addicts get right out of jail and go directly to the corner to get a bag? A whole hell of a lot of them, folks. And until we get a handle on the addiction problem, all this other stuff is not going to matter. Because no matter what happens down in Mexico, people are going to get their drugs one way or the other. Whether they're making it themselves or somebody else steps in to fill the void, you better believe that addicts who want to get high are going to get high, no matter how many laws you have in place and no matter what sort of enforcement you plan to enact. It is not going to change the fact that these people are addicted to these drugs. So it seems sensible to me to attack the actual root cause, which is the addiction, and work our way out from there. And instead of the revolving door of the jail system that costs us a ton of money, we should force these people, these drug addicts, who get caught for possession and all the other stuff, into forced rehab instead of prison. That way they get the tools they need to learn how to cope with their addiction. And that would not only save us money as taxpayers, it would also provide people with addiction an actual shot at getting off of those drugs. Now, is it going to be a silver bullet and get everybody off the drugs? Of course not. Some people just want to be high. But there certainly are people who want to be sober who just don't know how to get there. And I think that having facilities and making people go to them, as opposed to prisons or jails, is the better way to deal with our drug problem. Now, if we do that and we're pumping resources into that, as opposed to dumping resources into for-profit prisons, I guarantee you that we put a hole into the drug problem and at the very least save some people. And here's another guarantee while I'm at it. If we continue to do the same thing that we've been doing since the 70s, we can expect the same results. Today's article is from NBC News. Headline, U.S. and Mexico near deal to crack down on fentanyl crossing the border. This article was authored by Julia Ainsley and Ken Delanian. The U.S. is preparing to announce a deal with Mexico to counter fentanyl coming across the southern border, with Mexico cracking down on labs and smuggling, while the U.S. does more to stop the flow of U.S. guns into Mexico. Two sources familiar with the strategy told NBC News. And if we're being honest, there is a huge problem of firearms moving south. There's just no doubt about that. And if you think that's bad, wait until they get their fingers on the Ukrainian black market, because that's definitely coming as well. But America and Mexico, they sat down at the negotiation table, and from Mexico's point of view, they feel like these firearms that are coming in illegally are helping to drive the violence. And there's no doubt that the level of firearms coming in, that has to be dealt with. And at the same time, the huge amount of fentanyl that's being produced in Mexico, no matter what AMLO has to say, is making its way to the United States of America by the metric ton. So instead of pointing fingers, I think it's a great idea to sit down at the table and negotiate and try and figure out a way that both countries are working together to stem the tide of all of this violence and of these drugs. Mexican military and police, with the help of U.S. law enforcement, will focus on tracking raw materials for fentanyl being shipped to Mexico, finding and shutting down labs that make the deadly synthetic opioid, and going after key players in the illicit fentanyl trade, the sources said. In return, the Biden administration has agreed to more tightly control and track firearms crossing from the U.S. into Mexico. And while guns are legal here in America, and everybody who wants one should be able to go and buy one, down in Mexico, they have different laws. And we might not agree with those laws or want to live under those laws, but those are the laws of Mexico. And if they don't want those guns coming into the country, then America has to do everything in our power to make sure that doesn't happen. Does that mean none are going to get through? Of course not. But if there's a way to tighten up the checks around the border, whatever it might be, then hey, I'm all for it. Because the cartels, they're just going to use those weapons to cause more mayhem and destruction. So if we can keep those guns out of their hands, I find that to be a net positive. The tentative agreement is the result of months of tense discussions between top Biden administration officials and the Mexican government, the sources said. The White House and the Justice Department did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said in a speech this month that fentanyl is America's problem and that none of the drug is produced in his country. I mean, could you be any more dishonest when you're talking to your people or the world, saying that there's no fentanyl being produced in Mexico and that it's just an American problem? That is just batshit insane, especially when America and Mexico share such a large border. You really think our problems aren't yours and vice versa? That's just stupid.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here, we do not produce fentanyl, and we do not have consumption of fentanyl, López Obrador said, suggesting that the U.S. instead take care of its problem of social decay. And look, he's not wrong about that. We do have to address the problem of addiction. But at the same time, it's laughable for him to act like Mexico has no role in what's going on. In fiscal year 2022, Customs and Border Protection found and confiscated over 50,000 pounds of fentanyl crossing the southern border. Mexican cartels often use the powerful drug to cheaply and deceptively boost the impact of other, less lethal drugs, such as cocaine or Adderall. Many users don't know they're using fentanyl until the drug has ended their life. And while that is true that they are mixing fentanyl in pressed pills, a lot of the contamination that you find in cocaine is cross-contamination from dealers who are weighing their fentanyl on the digi and then weighing the coke on the digi after it. So the fentanyl gets into the cocaine, they sell the coke, and then people do the blow not knowing that there's fenta in it, and before you know it, it's kaputsky time. And as somebody who used to like to have a little bit of fun every now and then, there is zero chance your boy would ever be doing any sort of drugs these days. I just don't trust it. According to the National Institute of Health, more than 70,000 people in the U.S. died from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, in 2021, the latest year of which its data is available. During the conversations between the U.S. and Mexican officials, the sources said the Mexicans routinely said that U.S. guns were taking Mexican lives and that any conversation about fentanyl taking U.S. lives should also address that problem. As a result, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has agreed to more tightly monitor the flow of guns from the U.S. to Mexico, the sources said. Another part of the agreement will include giving each country access to others' data about where fentanyl turns up to better track distribution routes. Part of the struggle to curb the flow of fentanyl from Mexico is that Mexico is experiencing high levels of violence, absorbing the attention of its police and military. Four Americans were kidnapped and two were killed this month in Mexico. Well, it's all based on the drug game. Just about every one of Mexico's problems relates to the narco-trafficking game. U.S. federal enforcement entities working closely with the Mexican government to root out drug smuggling. Now, the Mexican government has agreed to provide more staffing while the U.S. is ready to commit more money toward operations targeting drugs, the sources said. Depending on how much money the U.S. commits and how much Mexico accepts, the new strategy could be the most robust agreement on drugs and firearms flowing between Mexico and the U.S. since the George W. Bush administration's Meridia Initiative in 2004. In that initiative, the U.S. provided more than $1.5 billion to Mexico. It has yet to be determined how much financial assistance the U.S. will give Mexico as part of the latest plan, the sources said. Yeah, because throwing a bunch of money at this problem has worked so well in the past. I mean, just take a look down in Colombia. How great are things going down there after the billions and billions and billions of dollars spent in drug interdiction? And unfortunately, we haven't made one single dent. In fact, the problem just continues to grow. And as long as the same strategies that we've used forever are continued to be used, we're going to have the same results no matter what we do on that border. No matter how many walls we build, no matter how many deals we sign, until the root cause is dealt with, the unspoken pandemic known as drug addiction will continue to blaze through society. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.